Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. It's the first of the month. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. So get up, get up, get up. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you who are new, who are just first-time watchers, go ahead and let me know where you're watching from. If you are new to the podcast, do not forget to rate the podcast. If you're listening later, if you see it later, don't forget to give this video a thumbs up. I hope you guys are well out there in the atmosphere. I hope you guys are just blessed, highly favored, all of the above. And we are going into a long weekend, at least here in America, because Monday is the 4th of July. Regardless of the reasons, you know, for the 4th of July, we still, you know, we're going to take our holiday. That's what we're going to do as Americans. We're going to take our holiday. So for my international watchers, hope you guys have a great weekend as well after we wrap this up. But today's topic, which I posted and I forgot, but it's really about how to set, what was it? I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Let me look. I wrote it down yesterday because Kiki, oh, stop giving people so much of you. That's what it is. And this topic was presented by our fellow morning motivator, Kiki. So I appreciate I always tell y'all, I would love the suggestions. You know, because sometimes I don't be having them, you know, I don't be having all the topics. So if there's any topic that you guys want me to chime in on, talk about, please let me know. But yes, it's stop giving people so much access to you. I think this is extremely important because, or stop giving people so much of you, not access. I meant to say that. Stop giving people so much of you. And that could be in anything. That could be job. We talked about work yesterday, right? We broke it down in the workplace, but this could be relationships. This could be family. This could be just whatever is draining your soul, right? Or just not even that. It's just like before it gets to be too much. I feel like we, you know, we're nice people. So we want to give and give and give and give. But we can't do that. We have to keep some for ourselves. So we're going to deep dive in that. And it's going to be kind of like a freestyle Friday. So y'all can throw in your topics as well, because it is a holiday weekend. I know all my people won't be here because some of y'all in the bed chilling, relaxing, maxing and all that stuff, which you should be, because I always tell you guys, if you are off, as much as I appreciate the view, get your rest, we're going to be here on Monday when you get back. But thank you guys for tuning in. And let's go ahead and jump into our morning prayer. And then we're going to go ahead and do our morning shout outs. And then we are going to get into it. Oh, I did post a vlog. I did post another vlog. I was paid, because I have to say this, because some people had an issue with. Anyways, I was paid to host Jayla Corian and Keisha K. Lee's event. And so that is up with a Q&A. I had some folks on Instagram ask me a couple of personal questions. I give some dating advice in that video. I take you guys behind the scenes of U42, which is a new platform coming up, which we break down what U42 is. So if you're a creator, if you're new to creating and you want to get in, then that vlog is for you to kind of check the place out, check out what's what. And yeah, so go check that vlog out right after Morning Motivation or this weekend or whenever you got some little downtime. I also shared it on the community page so you guys can see it there. So let's jump right into the prayer and the morning comments. Y'all, I'm feeling really goofy today. FYI. Okay. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Thank you for allowing us to be here and just continue to fellowship and spread the word of your Son. And also just to have a good time. I know that the weekend is coming up. I pray that everybody stays safe. Everybody makes it back in one piece. Nobody, you know, everybody goes the way, you know, they left. That you put your arms and your angels around each and every person that's listening, watching all my morning motivators, that you keep them safe and protected through this weekend, that we all come back on Tuesday with a bright, full, just weekend of memories, good times, and experiences. I pray that you funnel their lives full of love, fun, abundance, growth, the whole nine. You know, it's been a hard year, but we need some fun in our lives. So we're going to have some of that today. And I pray that you speak through me in order to give your children exactly what they need this morning. Oh, and your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Child's about to sneeze. Not my prayer. Not my prayer. All right, so We are going to go ahead into the morning shout outs. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Edwan. I'm so happy that you are here. I'm so happy that you are safe. Y'all, Edwan made it to Cleveland. He is good. He's with his people. So I'm so happy that you are joining us today. Good morning, Norma. Good morning, Melanin Honey. Happy Friday. Yes. Okay. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Queen. Happy Friday. Rich Rising, Kiki Grand Rising. Happy Friday. Hello to my favorite host. Come on, Elvis. Hope all is well. God bless. Yes. Hello, Elvis. Good morning. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Chanel. Good morning. You from DC? All right. Don't come for me because I did say something about the DMV in my vlog, but I love y'all. But thank you for chiming in from DC. What's going on? What up, Gabby? Good morning. Good morning, Miss May from Augusta, Georgia. I actually lived in Augusta for a second. I was stationed in Fort Gordon. So welcome, Elvis. Good morning. I came to finish watching yesterday's, but caught you live. So hey. Hey, we're on. Hey, Am. That Dr. S. Cook look. Good morning. Good morning, Tashi. Tashi. If I've ever mispronounced y'all's names, please give me the phonetic spelling in the comments so I can get your beautiful names right, because everybody deserves their name to be pronounced properly. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Aja. Good morning, Turquoise. Happy Friday. Good morning, Aubrey. Happy Friday. Good morning, Such a Lady. Happy Friday. Destiny asked, did you see the real Jazz speak about what submitting to a man means to her, what that looks like? I wanted to know your thoughts on it. We're going to talk about it. Is the real Jazz, is it that young lady that kind of like, she's plain Jane, kind of like me, and she sits behind a mic and she had like had a couple other people? Or is it, I think I know what you're talking about. I did not see it, but we're going to talk about it. Because that's what today's topic is kind of about. Stop giving people so much access to you. And I want to know, let me know in the comments, Destiny, like a synopsis of what she says so we could talk about it, okay? Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Miss Demita Joe. Good morning, Gabby. I don't know why I'm screaming. Am I too loud, y'all? Let me know. And if I ever, y'all can let me know whatever y'all want to in the comments. Y'all know this is a safe space, safe place, all of the above. Good morning, KK. Let me make sure my mic isn't too high. Good morning, or Grand Rising, KK. Chanel T says, oh, I have to watch the vlog. I mean, it's the M in the DMV. That gives most problems, but I don't know. I don't claim the DMV for that reason. No, so they asked me if I prefer New York over DC. I think it's because DC is so congested, but I've never hung out in DC. So I can't give my full thoughts on DC, but I'm just like, I said it right. Okay, Tashi. And good morning, Carmelo. Amen to all my brothers in here. I know we ain't got but a couple, but welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so let's deep dive into it. Y'all, I'm really goofy today, so y'all are going to get my goofy side. I don't know what's going on in the atmosphere, but y'all going to get a goofy side because it's morning motivations. We're going to have some fun today. It's fun Friday. It's freestyle Friday. We are just going to dive into it. We just going to give a little boom, boom, shebang, bang. So I hope you guys just rock with me today and we have some fun. We have some fun and just load up the comments with questions, comments, concerns about these topics. We're gonna talk about relationships, people, all of the above today. Gabby says, LOL, no, I was excited for your morning shout out. You're so amazing. Oh, thank you so much. Good morning from LA. Girl, you up this early in LA? And I feel so bad for my West Coast watchers because it'd be like 5 a.m. over there. But good morning. I don't blame y'all if y'all don't catch it live. Hello. I mean, thank you for showing up, but you know, it's early over there. It's early. I remember when I had to do morning motivation from the West Coast, y'all, that was hard. I had to wake up at like 4. Mm. Good morning, Marta girl. How you doing? All right, y'all. So we're going to talk about, hold on. Destiny sent it to me. Okay. I got it. Oh, okay. She sent it to me. So we're going to check it out. We're going to see what's up. Thank you, Destiny. Write a little bit of blurb of what she was talking about so I can read it, just so I don't stop the flow, because if it's not hooked up, it's going to mess up, you know, it's going to mess it up. But let me know what she said. But yeah, stop giving people so much of you. Now, I want to preference, before we have this conversation, I want to say this. they ate. It was hard, but I did it for y'all because I love y'all. All right, so I want to preference this topic by saying this. Look, when you're in a relationship, family, any type of relationship, it doesn't have to be a romantic one, right? Because we always say relationships when we talk about family. There are going to be times where you're going to be inconvenienced. There are going to be times where you're going to give more. A relationship is never 50-50. Sometimes somebody gives their 75%. Sometimes people give 25%. You give what you can give in the moment, right? So when we're about to go into this topic, there are going to be times where you're not going to get everything. That's just human nature. With family, friends, your children, everybody. There's going to be times where you're going to have to give yourself. There's going to be times you're going to have to give more on a job. There's going to be times where, you know, you're just going to have to give it. But for the most part, majority of the time, especially when you're just dating, when you're in a relationship, when you're building towards marriage, or, you know, you've built a family with someone, or you have a family, or you're in a family dynamic, it's a little different. So I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about dating. I'm talking about workplace. A lot of this, your friendships shouldn't be, this should never be a thing with friendships in my personal opinion, because friendships are always a two-way street. Yes. So we're talking about, this is what we're talking about. So Kiki gave me a clip. I wish I could play it. I don't have it queued up. That was my bad, y'all. But it says, yes, it's the podcast video with Shan Booty and Jazz appeared to talk about submission, A+, in her man. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. So I did not see. And who is Jazz? Just so we know, because I'm not, y'all, I'm a little older. I'm not hip to all of the YouTubers and the social media girls. So there was a clip that I did watch. I'm going to let y'all listen to it because Kiki sent it to me yesterday. And let's see what Destiny sent. And then I got y'all. I'm going to play the clip that Kiki sent me from my phone so y'all can listen. I'm sorry. I know it's a little ghetto. But let's just see what's said. Let's see.
I come from a Caribbean household too, and it's interesting because I never liked that about the culture that it's so boys, boys, boys first.
It is. Yeah. Do you feel like that's why you're so outspoken now?
Like, my dad is very dominant and very alpha and very like, I need to leave a lasting impression. Mm. And instead of me looking for a man who was like that, I wanted to be like that.
Mm.
So it's similar to,
I love that,
because you had a dad who had these qualities and like, yeah, you were looking for qualities like your dad, mm-hmm, so that you could be like your mom.
Mm.
That was good.
It's, yeah, interesting, right?
Yeah, it's true though.
So I'm like, is the goal to acknowledge that you're one way or the other? Because in me acknowledging I'm very dominant, I know where I have to soften up. And in you acknowledging where you're submissive, you know where you have to get more assertive and aggressive.
Yeah.
So is the joyful place for everyone to get to the middle?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I want to get to the middle. I think that, and this goes to me studying my person, I have an A+ in his studies because I just know him, you know? And then it's,
does
like,
he have an A+ in you?
I think so. I mean, I think I make it easy for a man to be with me because they don't have to do much. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, he does. Because
I come from a Caribbean household too.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to play Destiny's clip as well that she just sent. And we're going to, so did y'all hear that? Let me know in the comments. Did y'all hear that? And this is Freestyle Friday. Y'all, we're having a little fun today. And let's just see what this one says. Cause I didn't read this. I didn't hear this one yet.
Andy, man, what does a submissive woman do for her man?
Everything.
What does that mean?
You know, like packing his bag, unpacking his bag, just making sure all the things that he wants. And like, I pretty much read his mind. So it's like, if I know you and I study you, like I know how you are in the morning, I know how you are about midday, I know when you're in this mood, what you need. Like before you can ever ask me for something, I'm already on it. I mean, he's spoiled. And you know, when I talk to my girlfriends about it, I was like, oh, how you guys doing? And I'm just like, girl, he's rotten. I'm like, he's spoiled rotten. Like, he's rotten. But I love that. Like, I want him to be that. I think my biggest flex is how I treat my man. And I've been known to love people back to health. And sometimes it's very draining, but my love is my superpower. And I used to hate that about myself, but now it's like, I'm just embracing it. Like, that's who I am. Like, if I love you, I can heal you.
It's your joy.
It is my joy. You know, I love to see him eating the meal that I cook. I love seeing him sleep easy. Every night, like clockwork, I scratch this man's back to sleep. And I know when he's asleep because I can tell when his breathing changes. And some people might think that's psychotic, but that's like, I just know that's when I'm like, oh, I can stop now. But I find joy in being your rest, you know? So know what that means. And that works for us because he wants what I have to offer.
What are you getting from all that you...
I thought that was a very interesting clip. Okay, thank y'all for sharing. Now I want to say... I want to say that we can never judge anybody else's relationship. And I think that the dope thing about what she was saying is she knows what works for her. She knows what makes her feel good as a woman. She knows what goes down in her relationship that works. She's a beautiful woman. I pray that she's getting the same type of reciprocal energy, which the other video suggests that she doesn't. But from what I'm guessing with all that she does, he's probably holding down all the finances. I don't know who she, y'all let me know who she's dating as well, or she, who she's married to or what her situation is. The way she talked, the way she looks, I'm just going to be 100%. She's a very beautiful woman. And for all that she does, it seems like she's in a relationship where her significant other is holding down all the finances. She don't got to worry about nothing. And in her role and her and how she was raised and what she believes, she takes care of, you know, she takes care of him like no other. And that works for them. I don't see that there was anything wrong with what she said for her. I will say for myself, like I do enjoy when I cook for my honey and he likes the meal. However, everybody's different and you have to know what works for you as a woman and what works for you as a man. It works for her. She's happy about it. She takes pride and joy. And if something fills you up and it's pride and you take pride and joy in it, then I don't see the problem. Now, I would see a problem if he was mistreating her, if he was cheating on her, if he was just doing whatever he wanted to do. But since she seems happy, I'm going to assume. And again, I don't know. Y'all let me know in the comments if I'm wrong. I see that there's nothing wrong with that if she's being treated also how she wants. Maybe for her, her love language is submitting. And to me, that's not being submissive. That's being a caregiver, right? I think that there's a big difference between submission. And we'll talk about the actual, let's look up the definition of submission. Because she sounds like she's a caregiver. If she's a mother, she's probably a really hands-on mom. It sounds like she does the cooking, the cleaning, and all of that. But I'm sure he's taking care of all the finances. Let's see, what is submission? Let's look at the meaning of submission. And again, it works for her. It works for her in her household, and she seems happy. Now, when she said, does her man have an A+ in her, the way he studied, most of, and I don't know because I'm not in her relationship, so I can't say he doesn't, but her response kind of gave like, but most men don't. Let's just keep it a buck. If you're most women are way more attentive and attention to detail. We'll pick up on something that most men won't. Men are more logical. They don't like look at details the way we do. So I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing, but I don't think in order for you to have a healthy, loving relationship that you have to do that. That's just one relationship. Again, that works for them. That also allows her to play the role that she's played. Now, most women don't get the luxury of not working. Most women don't get the luxury of having things taken care of. So where they only can focus and they can be the peace and things like that. I think you should do, or anybody should do, whatever works for them. I'll give you guys just a scenario. I try to do the whole, I cook, I clean, and I do everything. It exhausted me. And she said to herself, it exhausts her, right? So I just found very early in my relationship, again, I'm not a relationship expert. I'm a life coach, not a dating coach. I'm not a dating expert. I've just now found a relationship that works for me, so to speak. But what I can say is when I try to be super girlfriend or super wife and it just wasn't what I liked, like I don't like being the only one that cleans. I like that it's a dual effort. I personally don't like to be the only one that cooks, you know. I don't mind cooking at home because I do like the enjoyment of making a meal that he likes, that he enjoys, that he's satisfied. That does make me feel good as me, as Brittany. I don't know about woman because I know that there are some men that love to cook. I had an ex that cooked all the time. That was just what he loved to do when he can burn. And that was cool too. When I say burn, he can really fry it up in the kitchen. So that worked for him. He enjoyed cooking. That was just his thing. Every time it was a new meal, it was just what he liked to do. So I think that the key is to find a partner where both of you guys agree on how the relationship works for you. I don't think that every woman should follow that if it's not true to who you are. If you are the woman who you know at the bottom and pits of your heart that you don't like doing all the cooking, you don't like doing all the cleaning, you don't like, you know, all the things on you, and on top of that you have to work, and on top of that you have to do, then you have to vocalize that and just be honest with yourself. I don't think looking at her and telling her, you know, she's wrong. I think that if it works for her, she's happy. You know, she enjoys exactly where she is. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with what she did. But would I tell anybody to follow that recipe 100%? It depends on your situation and your finances. It depends on how you're being treated in a relationship. Would I give that energy to a cheater? Absolutely not. Would I give that energy to somebody who, when you have to work as well as take care of the house, that is very draining, especially if you have kids on top of that. I know women that are stay-at-home moms, but I also know women who are moms and that work, and what works for their household is most people go 50-50. Most people do 50-50 of the stuff. Somebody will clean one day. Somebody will cook one day. Somebody will watch the baby one day. Somebody will do this one day. Like it's a partnership. So you have to know and decide as an adult, what does your relationships look like? What do you want your relationship to look like? What is healthy for you? What feels good to you? I don't agree with giving that type of energy just off bat to everybody, unless that's truly what you want, truly who you are. But on the other side of that, is your partner also putting in their part, also doing their, you know, because like I said, that sounds like a woman where everything else is taken care of. Like he provided the home, he provided the, you know, all the bills, she ain't got to worry about it. That's a different type of peace to where she can bask in that. But that doesn't make her more feminine than anybody else. That doesn't make her more submissive than anybody else. She's just in a circumstance where she's allowed to be exactly who she would like to be in a relationship. Kiki said, I remember she came up with on Vine with Death Storm doing skits, and now she's an actress. Saw her on a movie in BET, I believe. Okay. So what does her significant other do? That's what I'm curious to know. Turquoise said the video cut off at the point when the host asked what her partner did for her. It would have been interesting to hear her response. She mentioned that she gets drained in the relationship at times. I will say, and I don't know, and that would be great if somebody does have that clip to send it to me, let me know. I would say that if you are doing all of that she's doing, on top of working and on top of taking care of all of the kids, you will be drained and exhausted. I don't know who told people that a stay-at-home mom is easy. I don't know who told people being a housewife is easy. It's still work. You still have to clean up after somebody. And also, if your partner is the type of person who doesn't clean up naturally, they just like leave a trail around. I remember Marjorie Harvey said that about Steve Harvey. She was like, I know exactly where he's been because he leaves a trail behind him. Like he'll leave his clothes. He'll go to the kitchen and leave stuff out. You know, he's just a man who just, I call him lever outers, where they just leave stuff. And if you're not okay, or you don't have a staff or somebody that comes around and cleans up every now and again, which is totally okay. I think we live in 2020 where having housekeepers and cleaners and stuff like that is totally fine, especially if you can afford it. And it's not going to break the bank for most people that have decent, you know, jobs or whatever. But should you try to adopt this mentality if this is not who you are? Like, and that's why we talk about in the 555 transformation is you have to be genuine and true to you, because no matter what's going to make somebody else happy, if it's not going to make you happy, then you're going to deplete yourself. And that's where the don't give too much of yourself to anybody comes from, right? Because if you're just giving and giving and giving and giving, and maybe he's like, eh, but ain't no bill. Like, you still got to worry about the bills. You still got to worry about this. You still got to worry about this. It's going to be very draining, and you won't have energy for yourself at the end of the day. So it would be interesting, like Turquoise said, to see, you know, but I would assume, because of how she looks, I'm just going to call a spade, because of how she was talking and because of how pleasant she is in her ability to be a home caregiver, not submission, because submission, let's see, we didn't read the definition. Submission is ready to confirm to the authority and the will of others, meekly obedient or passive. Let's read another definition, because that was a little harsh. A submissive wife is someone, this is just, who is this from? This is just from a random website. So it says a submissive wife is someone who does what the husband doesn't, wait. A submissive wife is someone who does what she does out of love for her husband, someone who helps her husband as they work together to achieve their goals, a godly woman who is upholding the laws of the church, a strong woman who chooses to be her husband's helper. I don't mind that definition, but that's not, that was from letmesomething.com. That wasn't the Webster, the dictionary. The Oxford Dictionary says submissive means ready to conform to the authority or the will of others, meekly obedient or passive. That definition reminds me of, did y'all watch the documentary Keep Sweet? When they had all those women brainwashed to be sweet all the time and just submit to the will of quote unquote God, which was the men of the household and all of that, that brainwashing, that's what that sounds like. To conform to the authority or the will of others, meekly obedient or passive. And let's just keep it a buck. Most women ain't out here being meek or passive. And for those of you who don't know what meek means, let's look up the word, the definition of meek: a quiet, gentle, or submissive manner. And then passive, let's look up that definition. Passive is inactive, submissive, accepting or allowing what happens to happen without active response or resistance. That ain't the definition I like. Kind of like what this one says, is someone who does what she does for the love of her husband, someone who helps her hands and works together to achieve their goals, a godly woman who is upholding of the laws of the church, and a strong woman who chooses to be her husband's helper. But on the flip side, because the Bible says that women submit to your husbands, right? Then the next line is, and men, love your woman as Christ loves the church. I don't think that anybody should be submissive to anybody that's abusive, anybody that's a cheater, anybody that doesn't do his part in the partnership of whatever you guys have said to be. And you have to do what's right for you. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a voice. That doesn't mean that you don't have an opinion. And again, it works. It depends on who's running the household and what's what and, you know, what happens in it. But if you are also working, if you are also taking care of, you know, if it's 50-50, then you guys should have equal say in what goes on in the household. And even I will say that even if she's not paying bills, but she's taking care of all the housework, I definitely think she should still get a say. In most relationships, men can say, oh, I run. No, they don't. The woman runs the household. The woman takes care of the kids. The woman, you know, even if, and she'll put something in his ear to be like, hey, I think we should get this. I think we should do this. You know, most women choose the house that they live in. Most women still like have a say-so in their household. Gone are the days where the man just makes all the decision and the woman's like, okay, you know, and it may still work, be like that for some, but highly doubt it. Brandy says, yep, a man loves to cook, so I work for us because I hate cooking. It works for us because I hate cooking. Exactly. I don't think that you're only a woman if you do this. You're only a man if you do this. Whatever works for the household. Like, maybe he's an entrepreneur and she works. Maybe, you know, he's a stay-at-home dad and she works. I do want us to stop doing this, because I think that this is very toxic in our community, or just, it's not even in our community, it's in the capitalistic society, period. We got to stop only giving men, what is it called, value when they make, like, to the amount of money that they make, and we got to stop only giving women value to how submissive she is. I think that submissiveness and meekness and all of that, and like the soft, and this is again too, femininity and being feminine is different than submission, because submission is just going with the will of court, according to the definition is just going along to the get along. Being feminine or having feminine energy is a softer side, a more, it's all different and it's all relative. Dia says, if a woman wants to take a submissive role, I think that she at least should make sure a man is deserving of that. That way she won't feel resentful. No, this is fact. I know this is an opinion, but this is fact. Because if you want to be in a subservient role, then you got to make sure that it works for you. Meaning, what does that partner bring to the table either? Does every woman just walk into a relationship like this? You got to give it a second. You know, one thing that we fail to realize is we don't court anymore. We don't court anymore. And courting is a little different than dating. For my Bridgerton folks out there, that was courting. A woman is single and may the best man win. The man that has the assets, or, you know, that treats her well, or they have a connection. They have similar hobbies, similar interests. And she allows men to come to her, treat her the way she would like to be treated. And then she picks out of the gentlemen who have called. That's why they say a gentleman caller. Gentlemen call you. Hey, I would love to take you out. I would love to, what they say back in Bridgerton, promenade, meaning I would like to take you out. I would like to show you a good time. I would like to some people that gifts are their love languages. I would like to shower you with some gifts. And then she chooses the man that works for her. And that's who she submits to in the role of a wife. We've gotten away from that. People just go out on a date. Ooh, I like him, so I'm just going to give him everything. No. It takes a minute for you to select who treats me the best. Which one of these men, you know, and also men go out there and you, men are already doing this, so I'm not even going to give them a lesson. But women, I feel like we are too loyal too soon. There's nothing wrong with being loyal. You should be a loyal woman, in my personal opinion. Like, if you're going to choose to be with somebody, and I think it's both sides, a man and a woman should be loyal when you have decided to be a union together. Because just like y'all men need peace, women, we need peace too. And we don't have no peace when we're worried about what you got going on outside when you leave the house. That's not how that works. You know what I mean? We also need that peace as well. We also need the loyalty as well. Even though women have throughout history have dealt with multiple women, it just depends on your culture. But miss me with that, women are more emotional, so I can do, or I'm a man and I can do. No, that's not true. It hurts us the same. Does it hurt y'all more? Yeah, because y'all not used to it. It's like women are just numb to the BS, right? So miss me with the, I could do this because I'm a man. No, y'all only take on what you feel you can take and you deserve. So, yeah. Mm-mm. All right. So let me go back to the comments. Brandy says to Dia, I agree. She did say it was draining, but we didn't hear the rest. Yeah. And it, a lot of stuff can be draining. You know, being a breadwinner can be draining. A man that goes out, works hard and pays all the bills, that can be draining too. You know, men need breaks too. So I'm not going to say, I think anything we do in life with effort and work is draining. Turquoise says it depends on the relationship, but some women may be satisfied with the relationship where the man is the financial provider. Agreed. But it's not required to provide support in other areas spiritually and emotionally. I love that. Yes, when it's financial, like this is why I feel like you can't give a man all of you. Thank you for saying that, Turquoise. This is why I don't feel like anybody should give their entire selves to a relationship, because then you become slave to the relationship. So if that person is upset, now you're upset. If that person feels away, now you feel away. And not to say that the person isn't going to have any effect on your mood and your emotions. Of course, it's a relationship, right? You have to still pour into yourself emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Nobody can do that for you. They may be taking care of the finances. So that's one thing you don't have to worry about, which I think everybody should be putting a little money to the side just in case. I'm just saying anything could happen. So when you get in your allowance, just have a little savings for yourself. Everybody should be taking care of themselves no matter what, because anything could happen. God forbid the man passes away. God forbid he don't want you no more. God forbid he cheats and you want to leave. You want to make sure that you got something to stand on, so you're not just in it dealing with BS and garbage because you have to. That's when it becomes toxic. That's when it becomes a prison. That's when it becomes a problem, right? When you can't leave when you want to leave. So you should always keep something for yourself. So if you're being taken care of and you're getting an allowance, you need to be saving some of that allowance just in case you got to take care of yourself, or maybe an emergency happens. Maybe he loses his job and he's been a good man. Now you have something to contribute to the household as well, because anything could happen. We got to get out of a mindset that things are going to last forever. Nothing lasts forever. So always, and I don't want to be morbid about it. I don't want to be like living in fear. We don't want to live in fear, but we want to be smart, because we've seen throughout history what happens to women when they don't look out for themselves, when they only pour into the family, they only pour into the man, they only pour into the kids. Then years later, you're divorced, wondering who you are, lost, having to reinvent yourself and all of these things. Y'all watch Hollywood exes. Watch Hollywood exes. All of their finances were taken care of, but they lost themselves because they kept putting themselves last. I don't feel like it's that deep for anybody, because you are the only one that is going to take care of you in that way. So you got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and still looking out for yourself financially, even if he's paying all the bills, even if she's paying all the bills, whoever is paying all the bills, each individual should still have something for themselves that the other person does not have control over. Because it's cool. It's all good when you're in love. It's cool when you're in love, but money, heartbreak, divorce changes people. Talk to people who've divorced. It's different. And you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you stuck like Chuck. So always look out for yourself. You can love somebody and still look out for you. That's not a bad thing. I don't know where we've gotten this idea where I have to like we're putting ourselves on the cross. And we just have to, that's where people are just heartbroken and devastated, and why people go on snapped because they done gave everything. Don't stop giving people all of you. And it could be anybody. It could be your parents. It could be your children. Stop giving people all of you. Now, are they going to have a lot? Yeah, but keep some for yourself. Keep some for yourself so you can always take care of you, so you don't always feel drained. It's okay to be like, you know what? I'm tired right now. I need a break. I need a moment. And some men will never understand that, because their moms ran there, and their moms and their mom-moms and G-ma and all of that ran themselves in the ground. This is a whole new generation. We're taking care of ourselves. We are taking care of ourselves. Ms. Demita Joe says, I'm not meaning making a connection with submitting to an unhealed person who's supposed to lead selection. That's why I said the courting part. We are supposed to select. We got to use our big girl brains and select the best man for that role. Because at the end of the day, right? Miss Jackson. We pick the man. I know they say that, oh, a man chooses. We still pick who comes into our lives. We still pick who we marry. Although the man asks, we still have to say yes, right? So we got to be selective on who we give that to. You know, if something ain't right, it ain't going to be right when you're, if it ain't right while you're dating, it ain't going to be right in a marriage. Most people don't change unless they really do work on themselves. So we can't be naive and not have accountability. And that's why you don't submit to nobody until you've picked the person. Like when you're dating and you're courting, that is the time to see how a man is romanticizing you, how he's treating you. Does he buy you the flowers that you like? Is he listening to you? Does he, you know, pay attention? How is he? Is he the bread? Like, how does he move? That's the time while you're dating and you're courting, and you can date multiple people, not sleeping with nobody, but you can date multiple people and see, let the best man win and see who's doing what you want to do and be the husband and the provider and all of that. You know, the best way to see if a man is a provider, how does he date? Does he look at you and be like, hey, we going 50-50? He ain't a provider because he doesn't feel the need to provide. That's what the dating part is so crucial. So no, you shouldn't be submitting to an unhealed person, but you should know that he's unhealed when you're dating him by asking questions. It's not all about fun. It is fun. Dating should be fun. You should be enjoying yourself, but that's when you're asking the question. So, hey, so tell me about your first heartbreak. Have you ever been to therapy? Tell me about your best relationship. What made it so great? Because see, the whole thing, this is what people's egos be getting them in trouble. I don't want to know about your ex. That's your past. No, you want to know. You want to know what you're getting yourself into. You want to know, did that person take account? Oh, you know, it just didn't work out. Oh, what happened? And some people are like, I don't want to get all into that. Oh, why not? We're supposed to be friends, right? We're talking about, there's nothing wrong about talking about your past, especially if you have nothing to hide. And if that man isn't open in that area while you're dating, he may never be open. Just take mental notes, not to say dismiss him, not to say, girl, run. No, just be like, okay, anytime somebody resists or anything happens while you're dating, you just take mental notes. Don't let it be surface. Everything ain't that surface. People are like, oh, you think too much. No, you don't. And I'm not saying think yourself out of a good man or anything like that, or be like, I know he hiding something. No, don't be, what is it called? Where you're just pointing and you, No. You just fall back and you just ask questions and see how they respond to the questions. Because if he can't have a friendly, open, lighthearted conversation while you're on a date, 9 times out of 10, when you get in a relationship with him, he's not going to be able to have that. Men don't change much unless they're truly working on themselves. Women don't change much unless they're working on themselves. So that's why that dating period is so crucial. So you can figure out, is this man worth submitting to? Is this man worth, you know, getting to that? Allegedly, her boy, Norm said, allegedly her boyfriend is Cam Newton, the football player. Cam Newton, the one that got all them baby mamas. Hold on. Let me make sure I got the right person in my mind. All right. So let me just say this. Because Cam Newton got more. Wait, hold on. How many cheering? Ooh, Cam Newton got a lot of kids. That's a lot of work. That's why that woman's drained. He got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children. That's a lot of drama. That's a lot of, because I watched one of his podcasts. Now, hold on. Now it's different. Now it's different. Okay. So her man is holding down all the bills. It's Cam Newton, football player. That's a lot. That's 5 children. By 3 different baby mamas, I think. Percy, thank you for the super chat, Percy. Good morning, Brittany. That word submission is loaded word because It doesn't mean the woman is less than, but men skip over the part where you say submit to each other. I love that. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Norm said yes, the one with all the baby mamas. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That changes the topic. That changes the conversation. But yeah, he's definitely okay. So to go back to the financial part, this changes the topic, y'all. I don't want to. Okay, let me go back. Let me go back to the comments. Hold on, somebody says something. So Sydney says, I wanted to share with the Morning Motivators yesterday. I got an email that I was accepted into the position and wrote my dream journal and have been praying on. Go Sydney, go Sydney, go Sydney. Super proud of you, Sydney. Congratulations. I'm super happy for you. Cam Newton. Wow. All right. So we're talking about not giving men too much respect. I see y'all's comments at the bottom. Let me get through these. What delays is not a denial. Keep dreaming, my friend. And don't let miserable people discourage you. God is good. Absolutely. Everybody saying congratulations to Sydney. Thank you. Yes. I'm super excited for you. I'm so happy for you. Super, super happy. Brandy says, I think it was mostly because she hesitated with her response and she didn't say it with confidence. People put their all into a relationship with others and forget about the relationship with themselves. Absolutely. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Percy. I do believe it's giving an imperfect being my whole heart. Nobody's going to be perfect. What Norm said, or what the comment was a healed person. Because remember, we talked about the trunk, the emotional trunk. You can't be walking around with somebody with a big old emotional trunk. Let me get into this, though. Also, I wonder if she's doing all these things for him with expectation of marriage. Woo-hoo. This is the thing, too, ladies. Stop thinking that doing everything is going to get you the ring, because sometimes it don't. It's great to show that you have wifey qualities and all of that, but if it's not really truly who you are, if you ain't built like that, it's going to drain you and you're going to really be pissed off in the long run. Destiny says, what are your thoughts on taking care of yourself to keep yourself together so you get the best options? You're kind of competing with other women for the best man. I hope that makes sense. I think that you should be your best self for you. Whatever your best self is for you. I don't wear makeup during the day. I get so many compliments from men. And when I look in the mirror, when I don't have on makeup all day, I be like, oh, girl, you know, you ain't got no lashes on. Everybody walking around here with a beat face and lashes and you kind of looking regular. I get so many compliments from men throughout the day. You are so beautiful. So you have to do what's right for you, because what you don't want to do is try to dress up all the time and try to get your hair looking a certain way and makeup all the time to compete. And you might attract a man that does not really genuinely like you without all of it. I'm not saying don't put your best foot forward. I'm not saying when you go out of the house, don't look presentable. You know, at least I keep the do, and, you know, I'll put on some decent clothes. But do I walk out the house stylish and profilish all the time? No. Do what works for you, because you want to attract a man that's going to like you for exactly who you are. Again, when I don't have like an event to go to or somewhere to go specifically, I personally just don't wear makeup, because I want my skin to breathe. I don't want a whole bunch of makeup gives me acne. That's why I stopped wearing it on Morning Motivation. But, I feel like you should just take care of yourself because it's what you like. Go get your nails done because you like to get your nails done. Go get your hair done because you want to feel good about yourself. Because when you feel good and you're not doing it for others, you're going to shine and going to attract that person anyway. But don't go get the lace front and the lashes and to compete and keep up with other girls, because you may attract the man that just wanted a plain Jane girl with no makeup, decent hair, decent outfit. It was good. Y'all be surprised. A lot of men, especially men, they don't like all of that. They don't like them lashes that be out this long. They don't like all of that, you know, so do what feels good and works for you. But if this is you, do it, boo. Do it, because there's somebody out there that's going to like it. So don't do it for other people. do it because it makes you feel good. It makes you have the best. It makes you be the best that you can be. And you're going to attract the person who likes you just for you. When I met him, y'all, child, I looked a hot mess. I had my hat on. I was in acting class because I wasn't going there to find no man. I was kind of embarrassed when he started talking to me because I was like, hold on. My hat was low. I was like, I look a little crazy. But you're going to find somebody. And not to say to go out like that. My hair just wasn't done. Cause remember when I had the short hair, I didn't realize the headband wig was hitting the way it was hitting yet. I just went out and I was always myself and my personality always shined. My face card is on 10, but my personality always sealed the deal. So don't worry about that. Just do what best and works for you and put your best foot forward. Destiny also said, when taking care of yourself, I mean, workout, eating right, taking care of your mental as a whole while you're single and in a relationship, because you still have to keep him interested. I think you should still focus on you. And the reason being is because you don't ever want to do something in somebody, because if people want to cheat, they're going to cheat. If people want to do what they want to do, they're going to do it. So you don't want to keep continuously doing something for somebody, expecting them to be good to you. Just do it because it's what you're going to do for yourself. Now, do men complain about this? Yes. But at the same time, do it for yourself because you want to be the best version of yourself. Go to the gym because you want to go to the gym. Work out and because you just want to be healthy. You eat right because you want to take care of yourself and you want your body to feel good. Should you keep yourself up in a relationship? Yes, but you should keep yourself up in general. In general, you should look good because you want to look good. Do you want their opinion? Of course you do. But I think that it should just all, at the end of the day, it should be for you, because sometimes we care about stuff they don't care about. You think about Nick Cannon. I didn't. You thinking about, not what, thinking about Nick Cannon, Chamber. I didn't know Cam Newton has 5. According to Google, he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children. Cashmere. Ooh, these names. I'm trying to get through these comments. Yes, one with all the baby mama. Sis isn't even a wife. Stop giving husband benefits to boyfriends. Norma says he has 7 kids, so all of the kids ain't even on Google. Brandy said, wait, they're not married. That changes a lot of, that changes a lot. So in a synopsis, he is taking care of everything. That's just, Cam Newton just seems like that type of man. He's making the money. Why not? That's a lot of baggage, y'all. And I've heard him talk about relationships and stuff. If he's being faithful to her and he's changed and turned over a new leaf, great for them. If he's still being Cam Newton the way he's being Cam Newton, we might have a different conversation in a couple months, years. Some men expect you to join, expect you just to submit to whatever. I'm not to submit to disrespect, period, dear. And a lot of men with money feel like you should submit just because. That's why I say money, that's why I want us to get out of the mindset of, oh my gosh, he has all this money, so I'm going to, no. That doesn't mean he's a good person. That doesn't mean he treats you well. That doesn't mean he doesn't come with baggage. 7 kids is a whole lot of baggage if he has 7. Google says 5. Google says 5. Norma says 7. I need my peace. Ain't nothing peaceful about that unless the kids are not with him. And I'm seeing on Google that he's taking pictures with some of his baby mamas, and it's not he has beautiful children though. It's not the girl that was on that podcast. So, and that's another thing, you have to pay attention to how he's treated women in the past. Also, yeah, the girls. Okay, so I Google Cam Newton and I'm looking at these family photos. None of them look like her. Yeah, this is all his exes. This is a lot. I don't know about what sis was talking about. Destiny says, I agree. I'm definitely not the girl. But I was just asking, I do believe God will bring a man who he has for me. Men don't like that at all. They don't like them big old long lashes. Zena says, I agree. Percy says, women, why do y'all be running errands looking regular, degular? Some men love that. Y'all, I get, when I look like, men be like, you are so beautiful. And I think it's because they're so used to seeing so many women with makeup and lashes that they appreciate a plain, clean face. Y'all, I had on a tank. What did I have on yesterday? What did I do yesterday? Oh, I had on just regular jeans, regular shirt, jean jacket, wig, clean face, brushed teeth. I got like a couple compliments from men yesterday. They were like, you are so beautiful. One guy tried to buy my Starbucks order. I didn't let him because I'm in a relationship. So I don't do that. I'm not disrespectful like that. And plus, I already had my Starbucks. So I was good. But one guy tried to buy my Starbucks order. Another man told me how beautiful I was. And I think somebody else was trying to hit on me too. And I looked regular degular, y'all. Never lose yourself in a relationship. Absolutely not. Even when you're married. Still keep some for yourself. Still keep some for yourself. Gabby says, I agree. I vaguely became so available for everyone else that now they're doing their own thing and I'm sitting here lost. I'm currently working out and practicing meditation. Absolutely. You can't do it for others. You got to do it for you. Look good, feel good so you can be and show up the best version of yourself so you can give exactly what you want to give, not what you what people think you should give. Tracy says, good morning. Hey, good morning, Tracy. Joining in late, but I wanted to say thank you for yesterday's live. Brittany, I 100% needed that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All the way from the UK. I'm going to be on Tracy's podcast next week. So y'all stay tuned for that. I'm super excited. And this one too. Thank you. Your skin is looking so good. Thank you, y'all. Look, acne gone. Now I really ain't wearing makeup. Unless I have an event or unless I have somewhere that makeup is needed. Or I want to like elevate the look. But if I'm just going to go run errands, go to Starbucks, go to Target, I ain't putting on no makeup. But that's me though. But some women, it makes them feel good when they put on their makeup and they're put together. We have to stop looking at what social media is doing and these social media standards and just do what's best for you because that's what's going to attract the person that is right for you. But getting back to real quick before we wrap it up this whole, do we got time to listen to it again? Do we got time to listen to it again? Hold on.
Because
this changes things. I'm going to stay on. For those of you who have to go to work, I love y'all. Have a good day. We're going to listen to this again, knowing all the facts that we got. Knowing who the man is, knowing how many kids he got. We're going to listen to this again and just see how we feel. So if y'all have to go to work, I love you. Have such a good day. For those of us who want to kiki a little longer on Friday, we gonna stay. So let's replay it because I gotta get another fresh brain on it. Okay.
Andy man, what does a submissive woman?
Hold on. Let me pop it up. Okay, here we go.
Andy man, what does a submissive woman do for her man?
Everything.
What does that mean?
You know, like packing his bag, unpacking his bag, just making sure all the things that he wants. And like, I pretty much read his mind. So it's like if I know you. And I study you. Like, I know how you are in the morning. I know how you are about midday. I know when you're in this mood, what you need. Like, before you can ever ask me for something, I'm already on it. I mean, he's spoiled. And, you know, when I talk to my girlfriends about it, I was like, oh, how are you guys doing? And I'm just like, girl, he's rotten. I'm like, he's spoiled rotten. Like, he's rotten. But I love that. Like, I want him to be that. I think my biggest flex is how I treat my man. And I've been known to love people back to health. And sometimes it's very draining. But my love is my superpower. And I used to hate that about myself. But now it's like, I'm just embracing it. Like, that's who I am. Like, if I love you, I can heal you.
It's your joy.
It is my joy. You know, I love to see him eating the meal that I cook. I love seeing him sleep easy. Every night, like clockwork, I scratch this man's back to sleep. And I know when he's asleep because I can tell when his breathing changes. And some people might think that's psychotic, but that's like, I just know that's when I'm like, oh, I can stop now. But I find joy in being your rest, you know? So know what that means. And that works for us because he wants what I have to offer.
What are you getting from all that you...
I would love to hear the second part of that. What are you getting? I got to watch. Okay, so the full episode is Shan Boodram's podcast, Lovers and Friends. Really good. Love Shan Boodie to death. Norman says she sent me a picture of him and all him and all his kids. Knowing that the man she's talking about is Cam Newton. Let's see, Norma. Oh, wow. This is his. This is him and all his children. That's a whole lot, a whole lot of. And I wonder if she would still feel the same way if he wasn't rich. Like if he wasn't paying all the bills and providing, and not to say that she's a gold digger, I'm not, because I don't know this young lady, but I wonder if she would feel the same way. I got to watch this whole episode. Maybe I'll do a whole, maybe we'll go, I'll have my things and maybe we'll do a Britney After Dark today or a Britney Uncut or something, you know, where I did like how I did the Carisha Please kind of reaction. Maybe I'll do a reaction to the actual thing. Maybe I'll do that today because I posted my blog, so I got a little time. I don't hate what she said because a lot of women have done that. However, this is the issue I have. If all he's, this is a hard one. Because I don't think that what she's doing is wrong. I think she's being a great wife. If she was a wife. I think she's being a great wife. I think that somebody said it sounds like a servant. It does. It sounds like, dang, y'all went in on these comments. Brandy said, yeah, we got time. Y'all so petty. Let's see. Okay, so normal. So I showed you his kids. I showed you all the kids. I don't know. It's a lot of baggage. That's a lot of baggage, y'all. That's a lot of cheerings. Yes. So the full podcast, if anybody wants to know, is on Shamboo Dreams, Lovers and Friends. Again, love Shambooty. She's great. Love her. Dynamic. Not for me. I tried it. Didn't work. But love that. Cindy says, absolutely not. Sounds like a parent or servant. And you know what? I do feel like there is a danger, though, of handicapping men to a certain extent. You don't want to handicap your partner because they're going to continue to take whatever you're giving. And if you just do and do and do and do and do and do, and they don't have to do nothing for themselves, you might be causing a problem. Because if you can't keep that up, if you can't keep that energy up for the long term, like this is what I will say to any ladies and men, don't start nothing you can't keep up or that you don't want to keep up because you're going to play yourself. Like if you go into a situation and you're doing all that in the beginning, oh, I'm taking care of everything. I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm packing his bag, I'm scratching his back a bit. He gonna want the same energy 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road, 50 years down the road, because the minute you switch up, oh, you changed. So now I got to leave you and go get somebody that was doing what you were going to do, that you were doing. So don't start nothing you can't keep up. So if that's not who you are, don't do it trying to be super girlfriend, super wife, super, like if you don't see yourself continuing to do these things long term, don't do it just to try to hook them. Or like I think Turquoise was saying, they're doing all of that to trying to get a ring. Because I'm sorry, the lifestyle may be cool, but that is not a prize to me. All them kids. So you're going to birth another child, which was going to be number 8, into a whole lot of dysfunction. And again, I don't know Cam Newton. This is all alleged. It looks like for him to be in a picture with all his kids, it looks like he gets along with his baby mamas because this is rare. But I don't know. That's just a lot of women, a lot of drama, a whole lot of. To me, it's not worth it. But that's just me. That's me. It works for her, but it sounds very new because I know that he was just on a podcast talking about his 3 baby mamas. So I don't think that relationship is even cemented in years. I could be wrong. Somebody let me know if how long they've been together, if they do know. Child, give it to year 5. Or what happens when he doesn't play no more? Because, you know, playing football and stuff got a shelf life. You know? All right. So Tay says, it's not your job to heal anyone. It's not. They have to heal themselves because, and what I think she meant was like, if they're hurt, hurt, because it sounds like when she was like, my loving is healing, I don't think she meant heal them from trauma. I think she's dated athletes. And I think that, because I think Cam was hurt before. And I think she said her love heals, meaning like she took care of him. She probably cooked a meal. She rubbed his back. Like, I think that that's what she meant. I don't think that she meant like she heals childhood trauma. I don't think she meant her love heals in that way. And honestly, women, we do have healing powers. It's just that if you do, you want to exude that energy to that person is, but yeah, because we heal kids back to health. You know, we heal when people are sick. I do feel like if you're in a relationship or you're married to someone when they're sick, yeah, help out. Like, that's what you're there for. That's because they're going to do the same thing for you if they're a good person, right? If when I'm sick, he brings me things, gets me medicine, gets me juice and things like that, right? So I would expect somebody to pour that energy into me because I would pour that energy into them. Like, I don't think that there's anything wrong if somebody is sick that you can't help heal them. But I don't think that she meant internal trauma heal. I think she meant like, hey, if you're injured, I can help you with that. That's what I think she meant by healing. Cindy says, yeah, y'all, let's keep this woman lifted up. Sydney. Oh, it hits different this time with all the facts, right? Yeah, that's a lot of children. That's a whole lot of children. Norm says, I'm sorry, but knowing that it's Cam Newton that she's talking about changes everything for me. Maybe it will work out for them. Fingers crossed. I mean, I don't wish a demise on anybody. I pray that it does work out for her because I want all women to win. I'm a woman's woman. I pray that he's reciprocating the love. I pray that he's made all his mistakes and he's honoring her. He's faithful to her. He's doing his part in the relationship and that she truly is happy. But I cannot wait to watch that entire video. And I might do a reaction tonight. So y'all stay tuned. The irony is doing all of that won't guarantee that he won't cheat or walk away tomorrow if and when he feels like it. That is a fact. Men are going to continue to do what they want to do, how they want to do it. Because just like he got you, he can replace you with somebody else because he got money to do so. I need to watch the full thing. Gabby says, what is the video? So you got to go on Shan, just put in Shan Booty on YouTube. That's Shan Boodram's page. It's called Lovers and Friends, the Lovers and Friends podcast. So you can search Lovers and Friends podcast. And I think this was recent. So play the second part. It doesn't say what she gets out of the deal, but she did say that she knows him like the back of her hand, and which I think that most women will know your man by the back of your hand and the longer you've been with them. And I think that he should know you as well, but it's just who it is. Classy teacher KB said, this is interesting. Amber says, go live after this and let's do it. I would def come in. Okay, so y'all want me to do reaction? Bye, sweetheart. You leaving?
Hello.
You ain't Cam Newton. No, I'm just messing with you. I do rub your back.
Hey, I want one right now. Tell them folks we about to rub a back or two.
I do rub his back, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
But he does rub mine too.
I'll see.
But you took care of me when I was sick, huh? It's a two-way street. I believe everything should be a two-way street. Classy teacher KB says, definitely giving that man wife material and she doesn't have a ring. Amber says, some women want to have the label of a wife before being an actual wife and trying to do things before they put a ring on it. Still won't get married sometimes. That is very true. Queen says, let's be real. She definitely wouldn't be waiting for him hand and foot if he wasn't in the tax bracket. I don't know. I'm not going to put that on that woman. I don't know. But it's something to consider. Where you off to, honey? Oh, okay. Destiny says, what time after dark gonna be? I'm excited to listen. I think I could do it around. Do I have anything to do today? Oh, I got to go get my hair braided. Probably after I get my hair braided. I get my hair braided at 2. I'll let y'all know. I'll post it on my community page. I forgot all about getting my hair braided. Classy teacher, can I see if they were married? I can see if they were married. And she would be, she would do some of those things, but he doesn't, he, okay, things, but does he do the same for you? And submitting to a man is more than just catering to him. Yo, my grand, Shamber says, yo, my grandparents taught me that don't start something you can't keep up. The thing that he may not have noticed, he's getting used to, and then you switch up and it starts being a norm to him or her. Yeah, then it becomes a problem. Then it becomes a problem. So we don't want things to become a problem. Actually, could I do it before I go get my hair done? I probably could. I agree. I'm not healing. I'm not in the healing business. Please do a reaction video. Okay. Yes. Reciprocity, reciprocation. All right, y'all. I'll let y'all know. I don't know what time. I don't know if I'm going to do it before I go get my hair done or after I get my hair did, because I still got to watch. I'm going to watch the whole thing, take my notes, and then come with it. But I want to, if I do a reaction, this is the thing. Sorry to keep y'all. If I do a reaction, you got to come with the receipts. You got to come with the videos, the tea. And sometimes that takes a little bit to get everything together. So how about I do it on Saturday? What do I got to do tomorrow? I don't got nothing planned tomorrow. So maybe I'll do it Saturday. And then y'all can just, I don't know, I'll post it. I'll post it. So make sure y'all come back to the channel. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Notification bells on. Y'all give this video a thumbs up. Make sure y'all have y'all notification bells so y'all get the notification when I go live. But what I'll do is I'll post it early so that y'all can see it. And I'll let y'all know. Okay, Norma says Saturday is cool. What do y'all think about Saturday? Because I want to have my receipts. I want to come with, I got to, you know, it takes time to go through stuff and get stuff and all of this. And then I don't really know much about Cam, so I need to do my research. I just know a little bit about his podcast and what he said. Man, it sounds like a lot of work. Make me not even want to react to it, but I do want to react to it because y'all want to watch it. I'll let y'all know. Just make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. Make sure y'all are following the community page and checking in and seeing, and I'll have it posted for y'all. But y'all should get the notification if your post notification bells are on, because some of y'all joined me last night. Saturday is cool, so I can watch it as well. All right, so it probably will be Saturday so I can get my receipts and stuff together. I'll let y'all know, though. I'll keep y'all posted. But I love y'all so much for watching. I hope you guys have a happy Friday. Thank y'all for kikiing with me on this Freestyle Friday. Okay. Don't do nothing that you don't want. Don't do nothing that you can't keep up. Don't do nothing that doesn't feel right to you for that other person. Just do what's best in your best interest for the relationship. Like if it makes you feel good, if it works for you, if it's reciprocated, two-way street, reciprocity is a thing. And make sure you're not getting the crap end of the stick. Enjoy y'all's weekend. Happy 4th of July for some of y'all. We will not do a morning motivation on Monday because Monday is the 4th. It's a holiday. So we will be back on Tuesday. You guys, make sure you guys check out my vlog. The vlog is up on my channel. So if you guys need something to watch in the meantime, go ahead and watch the vlog. I spend some times on this vlog, y'all. I be putting my little editing in there, trying to make it good. Y'all get okay, so the vlog breakdown is I hosted an event for Keisha Kaylee and Jayla Corion. Then you guys get a Q&A. I give some relationship advice in there. I take you guys behind the scenes of U42, which is a new platform that I'm actually having a kind of a raw podcast situation over there, which is coming soon. So it's kind of going to be like what I'm going to talk about tonight, but on U42. So I might not, once it goes live, I might not keep it posted. I might do like a secret for my people type deal. I don't know. I'll figure that out. And then we go out to eat and have us a little taco Tuesday. Yes. Thank you. Also watch the vlog. Don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, the vlog a thumbs up. If you guys don't know, I have a TikTok called, what is my TikTok? It's on the vlog video, but my TikTok is Basics with Brittany. I give like little relationship tidbits and stuff on there. Follow me on TikTok. Follow me on Instagram, all of that good stuff. I love y'all. I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. Enjoy yourself, family, friends, and all of the above. You guys have a safe and beautiful weekend. I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Bye, y'all.